Chapter 4. Kira found a laundry station in the basement of the Buckhell Center, filled with huge vats steaming with pungent cleaner, staffed by worker droids. Ignoring the droids, she followed the water pipes until she discovered where they dumped out, a massive grate in the floor. Just as she was lifting the grate, sentry droids poured into the laundry station. Kira had no choice but to plunge through the hole. Thankfully, she didn't have far to drop. She splash-landed in an underground basin. The water was less than a meter deep, just enough to break her fall. But the bottom was slick with algae and sewage, and the surface held an oily sheen from the laundry cleaning agent. Her beautiful new skirt was ruined. Fortunately, the droids couldn't follow. They were a standard-issue security series, not equipped for aquatic maneuvers. It meant she had a little time before their superiors sent someone after her who was better outfitted. Probably a very little time, just enough to catch her breath and make a plan. She had to get back to Lady Proxima in the White Worm Den. She had valuable information, the identities of the other bidders, for instance. Surely that was worth something. Kira had far exceeded the scope of her authority for this assignment by pretending she could revise their bid, as if she had any negotiating power or spoke for Lady Proxima in some way. There might be hell to pay if the White Worm leader learned of it, especially if that was what had set off the shooting spree upstairs. She pushed forward, thigh-deep in murky water, thinking as she went. If she were Lady Proxima, she'd appreciate having an underling with some initiative. In fact, if she ever ended up in a position of authority over others, she'd be sure to cultivate those like her. People who could think strategically on their feet, for the good of the organization. Something tugged at her hip, and she reacted too fast, jerking free and tearing her skirt. She stumbled forward, sloshing water onto her beautiful red shirt. She lifted her hem out of the water and saw that she'd torn the bottom on some stray scrap of metal. What a waste. Shoving regret aside, she pushed forward through the filthy water, making sure to stay away from the edges. If she ended up in a position of authority someday, she'd never have to wade through sewer muck again. She'd have scrum rats who could do it for her. Everything about that complex had been so beautiful, so elegant, so clean. It was a place that felt right with its open air, room to breathe, people who listened to her. If only she could have sped off in a cab or flown away in a ship. Anything but go crashing back to the dark, filthy sewers. Kira reached the edge of the basin. Three storm tunnels gaped open in the wall before her, set all in a row. The one on the right took a hard turn back toward Central Coronet, so that wasn't an option. The other two would get her nearer the White Worm Lair, and though the leftmost tunnel would force her to take a longer route, it would also provide more twists and turns. Either of them would be safe enough, as long as it didn't start raining. She wasted precious moments debating between the two tunnels. Light flashed in the middle one, followed by a clunking sound. Something or someone was coming toward her. She reached down and ripped the torn piece of fabric from her skirt. Then she tossed it onto the edge of the right tunnel, where it was sure to be noticed, before launching herself into the one on the left. She bruised her shin in her haste to climb up. It was too low to run. She half crouched, half crawled as she pushed forward into darkness. The decoy fabric might buy her only a minute or two. Lady Proxima would protect her. It was the only rational thing for her to do. Kira was one of her most valuable scrum rats, or she wouldn't have been sent on this mission in the first place. Malik and the other lieutenants could hold off any pursuers. Even that idiot Rebolt and his hounds could be formidable in a pinch. She just had to get there. Footsteps and splashing echoed behind her. It sounded like a whole army was coming.
"This way," a man called. "Someone entered this tunnel recently."
Blast. Her decoy hadn't worked. At the very least, she'd been hoping they'd split up, unsure which way she went. She knew better than to count on luck, though. That's why she always had a plan. And her plan was to reach the warren of the old town sewers. There were so many intersections and dead ends, and she knew every single one. She could easily lose her pursuers there, so long as she didn't panic. So long as she was smart, quiet, and fast. The tunnel opened up, and her back and shoulders thanked her for the opportunity to stand up straight. Light poured down from a storm drain above her head. To her left was another panel, sloped slightly upward. It was a tough, slippery climb through sewer muck, but if she made it, she'd have a real chance. She plunged in and used forearms, elbows, and knees to leverage herself upward. Water ran past her in the other direction. It was almost nothing, the merest trickle, but it was just enough to make the tunnel floor slick and hard to navigate.
"Which way did she go?"
boomed a voice, and Kira froze. Sound was tricky in these tunnels. Sometimes a noise as loud as a freighter engine was really a kilometer away, and sometimes the merest whisper of sound was as close as your ear.
"I think she's headed toward Old Town,"
someone else said.
"Call dispatch. Tell them to send a unit to Old Town to cut her off."
"Yes, sir."
Kira crept forward silently. Stealth was more important than speed in this slick, upward-sloping tunnel. Otherwise, she'd lose her feet and slide right back into the arms of those Corset guards. Every bit of forward progress was agony. Her heart was too loud in her chest, and her breath came fast and hard. A lip of darkness lay ahead. She just had to reach it. Lights flashed against the walls around her, turning them from gray-black to rust-red.
"Hey, I think I see her! Stop right there or I'll shoot!"
Kira heaved herself up over the lip of darkness onto a stone ledge. No time to rest or even think, because guards were climbing up the tunnel after her. She hopped to her feet and plunged forward at a dead run, counting on the darkness to keep her safe from blaster fire. Ahead was a branching corridor that ran beneath an old cantina. Kira didn't know who owned the cantina, or exactly what went on in that less-than-fine establishment, but she did know that sometimes they had to dump product fast, and they built a chute for exactly that purpose. All the White Worm scrum rats knew about it. Occasionally, Lady Proxima was paid by the cantina owner to retrieve the product, usually nothing more than shipyard components, but sometimes money or even spice. In return, the White Worms got to use the chute whenever they needed to evade pursuers. It was a mutually beneficial arrangement, and it would be Kira's salvation. She reached the corridor and paused to listen. The guards had said something about cutting her off in Old Town, so there was always the chance that someone would be waiting to intercept her. All was quiet, save for a steady, echoing drip, drip, plop. She plunged inside. Something exploded on the ledge she just vacated. Kira tumbled to her knees, holding her hands to her ears. It took a moment to realize what had happened. Not a real explosion. Someone had thrown a stun charge. If she hadn't turned inside the corridor when she did, she'd be flat on her back, probably unconscious. She scrambled to her feet and sprinted ahead, but her gait was unsteady, her ears ringing. Just a little farther. There. She saw the chute. It was covered by a curtain of sorts, a burlap-like material painted to blend in with the wall around it. Once inside, she would slide right into White Worm territory. Footsteps splashed nearby. Too near. She reached for the curtain. Someone barreled into her, sending her sprawling in the muck. Hands were reaching for her. She fought back like a rancor, attacking blindly with hands and feet.
"Get off of—"
she started to yell.
"Kira,"
said a familiar voice.
"It's me. Come on, we have to get out of here."
Hands reached for her again.
"Han?" "People are after me. You can't stay here."
"Off to you?" Kira threw off his hands and scrambled to her feet on her own.
"Come on."
He tried to pull her back, away from the entrance of the chute.
"Han, what are you doing?"
Why did he keep grabbing her? The guards would be on them at any moment.
"The chute is right there. We could be back at Proxima's in less than—"
"We're not going back there."
Her heels made furrows in sewer mud as he dragged her away.
"But I have a plan."
Another stun charge lit up the tunnel, turning Kira's sight into fire, her hearing into clanging cymbals.
"Blast,"
she said through it all.
"They cut me off."
There was no reaching the chute now. It was too late. Han had ruined everything, and now they were probably going to die.
"Please, Kira,"
Han said.
"I don't want to leave you behind."
She had no choice but to follow him. It was the only way left not blocked by guards and stun charges. Together, they plunged into the dark, footsteps close at their heels.